Nola. Yes, I know. I got it. So Peg is a fabulous songwriter, singer, songwriter. Her stuff is very funny and very touching and very moving. And she's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, actually. But don't tell her I said that. So, and she has something coming up on May 16th. She'll be at the Sudbury Senior Center from 2 to 3, and it's a Friday.
A
and she wanted higher. Everybody higher, to know
higher,
that.
Higher, higher, and closer.
So.
Of course, I know the song like I know the back of my hand, but, you know, or like my brother was
saying. And coming up after Peg, we'll have Mike Campo and David Jackson. So we have those folks coming up next, and it looks like Peg is all set up. So let's hear it for Peg Espinola.
Thank you, Carolyn. You know, my own phone, when I type Espinola, makes it Espinosa. My own, you know, iPhone. So I forgive people if they make the same mistake as my phone does. Okay, so the first few couple of songs were all about trouble with our economy, and I decided to do one of those myself. I actually am still thinking about retiring. I'm getting on in years, and I wrote this song in 2006 when I was still young enough not to take money out of my IRA. Now I have to, so you figure out how old I am, and I'm still working. It's called Rumination. Do I have enough to retire? Enough to keep the wolf from the door? Can I call it quits at the office? Or should I work a little bit more? I've got some money stashed in an IRA, Fidelity and Vanguard too. Should I keep my hands off it till I'm older? What's a person supposed to do? I don't want to get a job at Walmart. Wish everyone a very nice day. Could I just reduce my hours and still get decent pay? Uncle Sam cuts me a paycheck. It really doesn't go that far. It would only be enough to live on if I didn't need a house or car. I'd rather have a little bit extra. Don't want to be on the skids. I'd like to leave some money to my children and some to my two grandkids. Should I sell my house in the suburbs? Move into a trailer park? Shack up with another old codger? I am really in the dark. Will there be enough for the movies? Or will I have to watch each cent? I don't want to be a burden in my retirement. So many possibilities out there, better ways to spend my time. But life could really be quite dreary if I didn't have a nickel or dime. Will I want to go to Foxwoods with other ladies on a bus? Put quarters in the slots for hours. Is that a life for folks like us? I'd rather go to Acapulco, snorkel in the ocean blue. I guess I better keep my day job for another year or two. Thank you.
All right, there are too many cooks in the kitchen here. All right, let's have.